Mindset Podcast. We're your guide as you make your way through life, getting better 1% every day. We believe that life is lived and true victory won through adversity. Nothing easy is ever worth it. We believe in the warrior ethos and support those that choose to walk that.
Yes. So I want to talk about influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've acquired a team.
Yes. I built one.
So yeah, so we get into that. We'll talk about a little leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Thought experiment here. But first off, I found this article by way of someone on Instagram. I follow Jen Wiederstrom. I met her at a Thornex Summer Strong.
Okay.
I think she comes like every year, but I've seen her 2 or 3 years in a row and talked to her. And she put, so this original post that she put out, she deleted. But then there's this one, which is a much nicer. I don't think she was not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was just kind of like saying, like, make sure you know who you're following.
Yeah.
like in terms of like, maybe this should be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the world of fitness, perhaps they should know what they're talking about.
Okay.
And I believe she caught some Instagram flack in terms of comments and stuff like that. People like, you know, who are you to talk or whatever? So yeah, this influencer world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
on, you know, Instagram and TikTok and whatever social media corner of the world that you spend time looking at. what is your thought process on who you give your attention to? That was a terrible setup for that question.
Yeah. Well, can we kind of define maybe what, like, we're talking about with these fit influencers first?
Sure.
Because it's different depending on, and if we're talking about social media especially, it's different depending on the type of platform that you're on.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, like, I don't do it as much, but I used to do a lot of SEO work. And if you look at the internet as a whole and just say that, you know, Google's the window to the rest of the internet as far as search is concerned.
For most people.
Right. That, you know, there's this principle, I'm going to get it wrong, but it's called EAT, and it's like expertise. It's when you are searching up things that have to do with health and money, and I think there's one more thing as well, that, like, you will not rank as high in Google if you do not have certain certifications for in health. Like, you have to have, you know, some type of, I mean, obviously doctoral, you know, one of the higher ones down to like personal trainer, you know, right. Some type of certification that says that you, you know, actually have some type of training. Same thing with money. If you're, you know, a fiduciary versus a, you know, personal investment versus, you know, some dude that is saying, hey, you should buy this stuff. I mean, you know, like,
right.
There are a lot of websites, obviously some of them are scam, but then some of them are, you know, written content websites before that. If you're trying to get into that space, then, you know, Google wants you to be an expert, and so that they will recommend you because you are an expert and actually know what you're talking about. You know, do they play fair? Probably not, but for the most part, like, they have some standards.
Sure, they're trying something.
Right. YouTube, on the other hand, owned by Google.
Yeah, doesn't do anything.
They don't. And and so it's easier to rank through their algorithms for the health and financial areas than you would on a regular website through Google search. And, you know, with YouTube being the second largest search engine in the world, that, you know, that does matter a lot. And so you get a lot of shit out there. So then Facebook and Facebook owning Instagram, like, you know, which is where we're heading here.
Yeah.
Is,
you can throw YouTube in the same.
Yeah, true. True.
Influencer.
Influencer. And so, you know, like, what was it? Was it 2 years ago? I came to you and I said, you know, I'd really like to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I think it was actually before COVID, I guess. I'd really like to start a YouTube channel that's based on, you know, warrior mobility and
yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And
what happened to that?
Well, a couple of things.
Did you get a full time job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one. but two, it was,
yeah,
I think I told you at the time too, like the main thing that I wanted to do was help veterans,
yeah,
who, you know, who maybe have trouble with mobility issues. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, like there's the range of like, you're in a wheelchair, amputee.
Oh yeah.
This you know, the whole to
spectrum.
Right. To, you know, like your 49-year-old dude, you know, that's just doesn't stretch enough. Mm. And, you know, so I wanted to start something because it was helping me on my personal journey and helping me recover from, you know, a lot of pain that I was having.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I was like, oh, if I actually stretch,
turns
then,
out,
you know, I feel pretty good and then I can perform better. And so I wanted to do that, but then, you know, then I started, that's where I started learning about, you know, the expertise part. And so, you know, I felt like a fraud trying to put something out there, like here, here are the moves that I've researched and everything, right. But at the same time, I don't have a certification. And yeah. So I was even looking to get certified and anyway, did not happen. And yeah, had a full-time job and had to work. But
it's a good point though. I mean, you realize that perhaps I should not be the one doing this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And because like, if I'm doing it wrong, because I haven't been trained in it, you know, then, you know, it's bro science at that point.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a lot of this is pointing back to.
I think so.
And not that bro science is always wrong, but it's trying to then project like, yeah, you need to listen to me because, well, listen, this works for me. This is what I do. This is how I feel. Right. Like, well, you know, if you are an amputee, you know, and struggling with that. And then you look and see what I'm doing. Well, you know, like I broke my back, you know, in the army, but at the same time, like I'm a lot more mobile than most people that come out of the army or military. You know,
certainly
who are disabled. So, you know, on the influencer scale and plus like my abhorration for social media in general now that I just don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's that part too. I don't want to play that game. And anyway, so those are all reasons why I felt like that wasn't the right direction to go, even though I still do believe in like, I feel like that would be helpful to people.
But, yeah, sure.
But am I the person to do that? You know, probably not.
It's debatable. Yeah.
But
well, yeah, I mean, according to the numbers, like, you know, approximately 50,000 fitness influencers on Instagram alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, varying degrees of credibility.
Right.
That's everyone from, you know, professionals to
me.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of them have zero experience.
Right.
And I can't count on, you know, both hands. Like I just saw one this morning that was like, This woman was like, do this workout for HIIT. And she was doing some stuff. And, you know, she was doing kettlebell swings. And it was like, I looked at the kettle. I was watching the kettlebell swing. And I was like, whoa.
That's either an amazing so, different way of doing it.
Or yeah, it was like not healthy. And and I look immediately and I'm like, oh, you're not a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I'm here for the comments.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know. 5,000 comments of like, please fix your form. Please fix your, and that's another side of it. Like if you ever put anything on the internet and then read the comments.
Oh, we have a good friend.
So that's the other side of, of the, you got the faux fitness professional saying, do something. But even in cases where you put something out and it's right, then you get the faux fitness professionals. Couch jockeys or whatever that make the 5,000 comments, and you're like,
Why am I doing this?
Well, it's pain on both sides.
When I did, I don't know how long ago that was, but the 22 push-ups a day for the 22 veterans. Yeah. I still remember. Hello, my friend, our mutual friend out there that gave me shit about, you know, she actually posted on my things that were about, you know, like doing this for veterans, you know, fix your elbows, you know, bring your elbows in. I'm like, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. I won't even say who she is, and you know who it is.
Yeah, I think,
but I love her to death.
There's two sides of it. I mean, I think people can get so excited, just like you know, self-stated.
Yeah.
Like, you get so excited about something
That's
helped you or transformed you That you feel compelled to share it.
Yeah.
And you don't think about maybe the damage you could do.
Sure.
Right. I mean, in your case, you did.
Yeah.
And you were concerned with it. I remember from day one, you were like, I don't know, I'm just going to try it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, cool. But I think I don't think that's how it applies to the comments. I think there's a whole different.
No. No, but
podcasts focus on that psychology.
Yes, but it happens whether you're trying to do something like that, or, you know, maybe this woman thought that she was doing the right thing, or maybe she's just trying to find a platform to, you know,
she's just trying to coach. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And you know, I also think about the fact that I don't think I told you this, but Friday I went for my annual doctor's visit. I've lost 20
pounds.
You didn't
tell me that.
No, I didn't.
I'm here to listen.
I lost 20 pounds from exactly a year ago to last Friday.
20 pounds in a year.
20
that's,
pounds.
That's in really year. Good. Most people gain 20 pounds in a year.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of it's been working out. A lot of it's been intermittent fasting. A lot of it has, you know, there's a whole section of intermittent fasting that's like this.
Talk about bro science.
Yeah, exactly. But
that one is full of bro science.
Right.
When people teach it and
yeah.
Talk well, about it online. Well, it's like all bro science.
You know, you can only drink water versus you can drink coffee. You can drink, you know, milk in it. You can, you know,
what long technically,
it doesn't go over 50 calories.
You what know? Is technically right. breaking your fast?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is it fats? Is it protein? Is it?
Right.
Because if it's protein, what if I eat a head of lettuce? Did I just break my fast? I mean, it's not protein.
Well, exactly. But it's something that went through my body.
I know. You know.
So
everyone has a different.
So thinking about, you know, what I was trying to do a couple of years ago, and the mobility aspect, and then thinking about, like, you know, like I fucking lost 20 pounds
yeah,
in the past year,
right,
by trying to do, you know, not every right thing, but yeah, you know, I told you whenever I travel,
you're working like, hard,
that's the worst time for me.
But you fixed that.
Yeah. And you know, I made sure that, you know, I was in London this year, I went running every other day. And I was, you know, there for 10 days. It's and cool so to, I got a lot of running.
But it's cool to do something like that in a different city, too.
True. But, you know, so am I somebody then that has influence to give advice about here's how I lost 20 pounds by doing these things or not?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I wanted to put that story onto Instagram, am I allowed to do that?
Of course you are.
Right. But
well, that's the thing, right? Like you were talking about Google, and they're giving you weight because you have a certificate. But you know, what do you call a number one doctor, the one that graduates first in their class, mm-hmm. and what do you call the one that graduates last in their class?
Doctor.
I mean,
yeah,
that's that age old joke. But yeah. I mean, just because you have a certification in, you know, fitness or nutrition or whatever, it doesn't mean you should still be the influencer. I mean, it doesn't mean you doesn't necessarily, you probably know more than the average person, but there's a whole spectrum here.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'd also say when it comes to nutrition and working out and things like that, that, you know, like I'm not going to say that I know as much as a doctor, but there are plenty of doctors that like I'm a lot more fit than. And
so there you go.
Yeah.
Should you take nutrition advice from your doctor who's overweight?
Right.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think I think the point is you need to take it all with a giant grain of salt.
Right.
And
make sure there's pink Himalayan
or mini grains of salt.
Yes. Yeah.
make sure you put it in your drink every morning after your 12-hour fast. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah,
because I know a lot of people that have, you know, CrossFit certifications, fitness mm-hmm. sort of weightlifting, and they're not really good at communicating the things that they've studied. Oh, and I know people that have coached without any certs of any kind, but they've coached for like 10 years and they're really good. Like they really know, and they've learned from, you know, helping people and, and, you know, making mistakes, but correcting them and helping people and actually making a difference in people's lives. You know, that's the influencer.
Yeah.
Or that's where I would rather get my information from. But how do you, I mean, how do you find that? How do you find those people?
How do you wade through the bullshit?
How do you wade through the bullshit? Which is a terrible segue into this next section.
Okay.
How do you, so this is, let me remember where this is from. This is from a guy, Follow Coop, Two Brain Business. He's like a coach, a business doctor.
Right.
And he's talking about leadership, right? So, you know, if you are, you know, an influencer, I mean, it means you want to be a leader. You want to be a thought leader, influencer. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Same thing.
Just when we throw that wrench of like social media or TikTok or Instagram on top of that world, it becomes sort of murky.
Yeah. Swarmy.
But deep down, I mean, we just want to be leaders, right? So what are ways that you exert influence over other people, you know, which is the point of this. And I wanted to go through some of these with you.
Yep.
And he has, Coop wrote this article. It's like five levels of influence. So they follow you because you are the boss. And I think a lot, and I was interested to talk with you about this because you've, within the past 2 or 3 years, you've made the transition from being in the same company from being that person that just does things to managing more and more people. And now you're like a, you have a team, you lead a team, you know?
Yeah.
Which means you have to assert your dominance, but it's not about that. I mean, you have to assert your influence,
right?
You have to like, why should these people listen to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the first level is because you're their boss.
Yeah. I think that's, I've seen this in a different way. When I took it was a negotiation class actually in my MBA. And, we talked about the different level. It, I don't think it was influence, but it was more like, it's along the fudge. It's basically it's power. So this so they follow you because you're the boss is comes from legitimate power,
right? And it's part of their job description,
right? Exactly. Like your job is to listen to this person because they are your manager.
Yeah,
they're not your leader necessarily, but they are your manager, and so you listen to them because they basically decide whether you stay or go. And that is level one of legitimate power.
I think so. I mean, it doesn't get more base than that.
Well,
so I mean, there's not a lot of debate there.
No,
it's kind of like yes.
Well, why should your kids listen to you? Technically,
yeah, because
I own
the house.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's the legitimate power technically of you're their parent and they should do what you say. That's funny. But we know that there's got to be more to that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to think of your employees in that aspect as well.
Yeah.
And
that's sort of like a top down.
Yeah.
As a top down influence, top down control.
Yeah.
But the second level that they follow you because you're the best of all bosses. Now you're exerting that influence, you know, top down, but also horizontally across the organization or across, you know, the internet, whatever it is that, so, you know, you're casting that wide net as well as down.
Right. Right. Yeah. And this is, I mean, obviously there are better levels as you go through, but this is, and I don't remember what level of power that is, but again, they do associate with the different levels of power. But it's the you're getting into the leadership realm a little bit as opposed to just the manager realm. And and with the leader being somebody that I would follow them because,
right,
you know, not just because they're my boss, but because, like, you know, what they say makes sense. Mm-hmm. What they do makes sense. And they're looking out for me. You know, like, and I can appreciate that because they appreciate me.
Yeah.
And whereas this person up here or this person over here is maybe, you know, not as much.
They're kind of sniffing that, like, oh, this guy's he's pretty good.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I should probably pay attention.
It's a respect.
Yeah.
You know, of you know, how that person acts. Yeah. Maybe not of who they are, but how that person acts.
Yeah. You know, you should be adjacent to that person.
Yeah.
You know, sure. That's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a fine level, you know, if you were in an organization, you know, or not in an organization that, I don't know, I'd rather work for that person than people that, you know, I'm not going to say, and not even talking about my organization or anything.
You always come with a list of names.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, exactly. But there's somebody that I know very well that that person has to, like, there's no leader, and the managers are in this matrix organization. So she's not even sure. I mean, that person is not even sure. Like, if I have an issue, who do I go to?
Right.
We were actually just talking about this today. I'm like,
that's a bad scenario.
Yeah. And unfortunately there are a lot of organizations that are like that, to where, like, that person actually goes to somebody who is not a manager,
right,
and says, how would you handle this?
Yeah.
So we'll get into that in a second, but the legitimate power that these other people have, that this person looks at and goes, they don't even care.
So that's not comfortable being here. All right, so the third level, they follow because of what you've done. So the team or people, and I think at this point, you're even branching out beyond your organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Because if you have a track record of being a winner, right, you've done things successfully, you've completed projects, now you have reach outside of your organization, I think, you know?
Right. That's the, that's the expert power at that point.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's the,
you are an expert.
Right.
You're,
I've been there, done that. I know where to put the X.
And other people know that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And not just within your organization, but outside of it as well.
Yeah. You can use that to recruit other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think, if you're at that level of influence, that's solid, man. You know your shit. Mm-hmm. You're reaching out beyond your little group of your little team. You know, other teams are like, man, I want to get on that guy's team.
Yeah. Well, bring it into your former world and the world that I live in still today, which is like on the conference circuit.
Yeah.
Like, that's that expert power. That's that follow you because of what you've done. Like Chris Coyer. Like, he did incredible work.
Yeah.
And then built something that, you know, people go back to and still use CSS tricks today because of something that he did, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Yeah, that long.
Try 20 years.
Okay. And CSS was barely a thing. And again, even now, like, and him and Draplin, because they have done those things that they have this expert power that, you know, you're like, ah, that's really cool. And then, you know, and I think especially, you know, people like that, they have something that they can, I was going to say physically point to, it's not necessarily
absolutely
physical, but they can point back and go, I did this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's sometimes harder.
I mean, at that point, if you are playing on that, you know, social media, internet influencer game, this is where you want to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all this stuff before that, this is where you want to get.
Well, that's why every freaking Navy SEAL that comes out writes a book.
Well, yeah, because they have all of this other stuff.
Exactly.
And then they have this.
And they have the expert power position of well, I did this. You know,
is it a book or is it a t-shirt company? I'm not sure.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Coffee, t-shirts, book.
Yeah, exactly.
The Navy SEAL, post Navy SEAL.
Right.
Influencer trifecta.
Right. Sometimes it's fiction, sometimes podcast. It's nonfiction. Podcast. Yes, yes.
They all have podcasts.
Yes, exactly. But I think that's funny when was it Jack who's the fiction writer?
Jack Carr.
Yeah, Jack Carr, you know, even jokes about
he has a legitimate skill to create stories.
True. And whenever they come out, I read it. But
or you know, blockbuster Amazon specials.
Exactly.
Whatever.
With Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
But you know, but the thing is like he jokes about.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, there's another Navy SEAL, you know, book that came out and everything. And and you know, it's like but I get it. I get it because those are transferable skills.
Yeah.
They weren't identified as transferable skills 10 years ago though. Okay, 15 because we saw them 10 years ago. Yeah, exactly. But they weren't, you know, like
right.
You know, I mean, you know, extreme leadership was not a thing, you know, again, 10, 12 years ago. And
oh, right. You're talking about the extreme ownership.
Yeah. Ownership. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, but I mean, that's where you would actually look to like biographies about Harry Truman or, you know, things like that, that you would find out about those people and how they led.
The Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Morning routine. I forget who I was just talking about that. We were talking about the quintessential like morning routine post or whatever.
Right.
You and I were messing around on the internet trying to figure out how to make money building things. Mm-hmm. If you remember, it came from that Benjamin Franklin. He had written a page in one of his books about his morning routine for success or whatever. And people started like posting that and stuff. And then people started posting their own,
right.
You know, now it's like kind of a thing. Everyone talks about it.
Well, now it's not even the fitness influencers. Yeah. It's the, here are the 27 products. I see this with having two girls in the house that are teenagers that, you know, here I am at my Alabama, you know, sorority dorm. Here are the 27 products I use and all the time lapse. And here's my morning routine.
Have you ever looked at the was it Mark Wahlberg, his morning routine? It's like it starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's technically yesterday. That's
he makes Jocko look
that's yesterday, weak. Bro. Yeah, but it's like
I know. Yeah, was it Jimmy? No, was it Jimmy Kimmel or who? No. It was a British guy who, you know, like documented, like, all right, you know, I'm gonna work out with Mark Wahlberg and
yeah,
it's 2 a.m.
What are you doing, bro?
Right?
Like,
yeah. Oh, by the way, third time in my life, somebody walked up to me 2 weeks ago. Or I was standing behind her in line and she looked back at me and like wouldn't talk. And I was like, hi, how's it going? Mm. And then like she looked back and she's like, I thought you were Mark Wahlberg. I was like, that's three times now. Yeah. And anyway, so
you can claim it.
A compliment. Yeah.
Well, he is getting older. All right.
Okay. Fuck you.
The fourth level of influence.
Mm-hmm.
They follow because of what you've done for them. You invested time and effort into their development and they follow you out of gratitude and loyalty.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah. But you know, when I first started reading that, I was like, is this really that far down? Because
you can circumvent 1, 2, and 3
mm-hmm.
and just do 4.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I don't know that he necessarily, I just copied and pasted. I don't know that he has them in like levels. I'm doing the level.
No. These are levels.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely are.
Well, 5 levels in influence.
Yeah, he does have the word.
But not only can you circumvent by doing that, but it has to be on a deeper level than just, you know, base, like, you know, I bought you a cheeseburger or a cup of coffee.
Right. That's not what we're talking about. Yet.
Yeah.
I helped change your tire. Like, it's not really.
That's
just shit you should do if you help. If you like people and you help them.
I opened a door for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're now my leader.
I tried to open the door for you earlier and went to the smoothie place, but you wouldn't go in.
Get that pumpkin smoothie there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any good?
It's really good. We should have them sponsor this
smoothie can.
Just because I want pumpkin smoothies. You want
pumpkin smoothies.
But I want them year round, not just when it's fall.
That's not going to happen.
I know. Damn it.
But I mean, that number four, that's legit. That's when you are making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
Like in a positive, in whatever way.
Right.
Whatever like niche or vertical you want to exist in.
Right.
Right.
With my team, I talk way too much. But there are many times where I tell them, like, listen, I'm telling you this because I hope that you use whatever this thing is here. And then I look at them and go, I know you're not going to be here forever. And I know you're not going to be working for us forever because I want to continue to help you get to a point to where, like, you either replace me or you do, you know, what I'm doing someplace else because that's what fits you. And that is the thing that I want to do for, like, sometimes it's harder to do for your kids because they don't want to listen to you, but maybe your employees do.
Right.
And, you know, but that's something that I try to put to them all the time, which is like, I want to invest in you because it helps me.
Yeah.
But I want to invest in you because it helps you. You should be able to grow. And then I want you to be a better human when you leave here, you know, with better skills. And, you know, and I mean, the times that I don't sleep at night now, you know, are immediate family. But then sometimes it's, you know, like I had a talk with you know, one of my people on Monday, and he said, I need to figure out how to get you more engaged. And I need to figure out how, because it helps me. I need to figure out how to get you to where you feel comfortable, you know, speaking up and doing the things that need to be done because it helps you and it helps me.
Right.
And, you know, so I try to do that investment, you know, and I don't do it perfectly is what I'm getting to, but I try to do that investment because, you know, if I invest now, it should help me. But it really needs to help them because they need to go on and, you know, again, be better at what they're doing in order to 20, 30 years from now, do the same thing that I'm trying to do with them.
It's interesting you use the word investment.
Yeah.
Why did you use that word?
Because all investments take time to produce results. And if you get the short term, you know, you can do something very quickly. And that's the, I bought a coffee for you so that you'll like me. I bought, you know, I paid for your, when I go and buy like somebody's meal, I think I told you that I'll do that sometimes. If they're wearing, you know, 82nd Airborne patch. Or if I know they're infantry or something like that, and I'll buy it and not say anything. Because I don't want that, you know, like, oh, you did this for, you know, like I've done it at the airport. Like I bought breakfast for, you know, a bunch of basic trainees that were going, you know, that were going to their first assignment ever. Yeah. And I made sure that the wait staff, you know, did not mention. Yeah, I was sitting right next to him.
Right.
I made sure that I, you know, said, do not say anything about where it came from. Because that's not an investment. That's just like, you know, I've been in that position.
I just want a high five at that point.
Yeah. Well, I just wish somebody would have taken care of me the way that I wanted to take care of these kids. Yeah. And I'm in the position to do that now. And it wasn't that. The investment though is about, you know, like it's the coaching that you do. Mm. It's the, you know, it's the coaching with my team that I hope I do. It's something that it takes time to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether that's in your people or if that's, you know, money wise or education wise, like it's all an investment. And, you know, sometimes you invest in the wrong things.
Right. The wrong people.
Sometimes you get lucky. And your investment, you know, but you know, I even think about like Berkshire Hathaway and everything, and like they go and they take the time to learn about a business and an industry and everything, so that they, you know, like it's more about a relationship of, you know, cultivating this. Mm-hmm. Like, I really understand what you do in order, And so the investing is, I'm going to do this because it's going to eventually have good returns for not only me, but also everybody else that's involved in that. Versus like, I'm going to go day trade. That's not
right.
investing.
Right.
And Flame Gene, if you're a day trader and you think that's wrong, but that's not investing.
Right. This is gambling.
That's gambling. Yeah. And I've seen good friends gamble that way and lose big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a tricky one,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I like that you use that word too. And I think that, I've spoken to people about helping people and they feel like these people I've spoken with, they feel like they have to help people in a selfless way.
No.
Right. Like I think it's okay to genuinely help someone and better your own position at the same time.
Yeah.
As long as it's like, you know, not overtly like Machiavellian, like why you're. True. Why you're like, oh, do this, and then they're going to do that. And then, but like, yeah, I mean, I think you get what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Like you can advance your position. You can help yourself. You can feed, if it's just feeding that thing in you that you need to feel good about yourself, even if it's just that,
yeah,
from helping someone. Well, I think that's fine.
No. And listen, is it totally selfless of me to buy those meals for those kids?
Makes you feel good about yourself.
It makes me feel good about myself. Yeah, right. I have the ability to do it. Right. It's like I don't want them to go, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't want that.
But you personally want it inside.
I want them to go, oh, you know, like, yeah. Because I want them to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it is a small investment because I want them to think about somebody else.
Right.
You know, and truthfully, also when you're in the military, like, on a daily basis, you're not in the military because you're trying to be selfless. And I want to help people and be a hero. And, you know, like a lot of that shit happens in the moment.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you train for it and you prepare for it and everything. But the truth is like, you know, the rest of the time is like, you know,
it's a job.
Yeah. It's a job. And, you know, there's
you get to have fun, whatever you think.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I want, you know, if I do that for them, then I want them to think about that. Like when they're in a position that they can afford more than their meal,
right.
They can afford it for their buddy. They can afford it, you know, for, you know, other people as well. Sure. And that, you know, so take a little bit of selflessness and bring it into like, it's okay to be, I think there, you can be selfless.
Yeah.
And also there's something in it for you. And I know that sounds wrong.
I don't think it does. It doesn't to me.
Okay. Thanks.
No, I mean, that's my point. I've spoken with people and that's how they approach it.
Yeah.
You know, so therefore they don't do it that much.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or they only think of it in terms of like, you know, feeding the homeless or whatever. It's like, no, man. I mean, you know, you can go out of your way to help someone, some junior, you know, designer or some junior developer or whatever, just help make sure they're, you know, doing things that's going to make them better.
Yeah.
You can totally help them.
Right.
You know, it's not all competition.
But again, like, you know, again, do I invest in my staff purely for selfish reasons? No. Do I invest in them totally for themselves? No.
Yeah.
You know, I invest in them because I need them to be better on a daily basis so that my life is somewhat easier.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And it doesn't have to be selfless. You know,
I've got the two words there, gratitude and loyalty. I think those are two different looks at this. Like, you know, you've done something for someone professionally, personally, whatever. There's the two sides of that coin. One is gratitude and one is loyalty, I think.
Yeah.
'Cause you can be thankful and not loyal.
This is true. I appreciate like, you doing that. And
like, I'm still leaving. Yeah. I mean, you know, then there's loyalty.
Yeah.
I think I would rather have loyalty. You know what I mean? And I bring loyalty up because I think loyalty is a two-way street, right? Mm-hmm. In order to get loyalty from you, I have to give it back.
True.
And sometimes I have to give it first.
Yeah.
I think that's the scary part.
Well, it's the same thing with respect too. Like,
I think that's the scary part of that, that doing this.
Yeah. It, you have to take a chance.
Yeah.
And especially, you know,
I think that number four, like, they follow because of what you've done for them. I think people can see you do that for other people and still have the same feeling.
Yeah.
Because they know, man, you know, Aaron did that for that person. He went to bat for him. Whatever. Like, I'd like to be around that because I think he would do that for me.
You know?
And people begin to know that, you know.
Yeah.
Which leads into the last one here. They follow because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's considering the pinnacle of leadership influence.
Yeah. That's that is a leader versus a manager. That is, you know, the two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm going to follow that person because of all those other things first.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I think the legitimate power, your boss or whatever, like, it doesn't have to be that, but everything else, take the boss side out. They follow because of what you've done and follow what you've done for them because of what you've done for them. And they follow you because of who you are. Like, they follow you because of who you are because of those other things as well. So this is like it's all sides coming together in one. And so that's why, you know, like when he calls it five levels of influence, like, that's kind of the pinnacle. That's the leader that I want to follow.
It is. You seek those people out and you campaign to go work for them.
Right. Exactly.
You know, what a great place to be in.
Mm-hmm. No. And so, that's, I don't know if that's everybody's goal, and I don't even know if that's my goal.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because this isn't by any means like the things you should be doing professionally.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to get to number one. I mean, you can totally be happy and just do things. I mean, you can totally do that.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right.
If that's the pinnacle, then say that's perfection. Anywhere along the way that you try to get to, is a good fucking start.
You're still kicking some ass.
Yeah,
I think
so.
All right, man. Well, that was cool.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.